eventual horizon. There is no door, almost nothing, oblique figures, beneath the columns of false marble, returned, removed, moonless as an estimate, circle dancing, like a mineral, possibly a raised sanctuary. Verse 7 informed my lingering curiosity, paler than grass, was not read. J'ai ta lettre date en mer. Minor litanies, misshapen pearl, problem or promise, walls and windows, crawling graveyards. Do not write this version. The manuscript has been lying for centuries, groaned or grunted, passed on. Was it Sappho or Telesilla, the space between re and in, a long broken line? Is it, or not either, of some oblate vessel, of some ageless stone, alabaster or avenue, pressed perhaps, or rather. This will be counting, this will be the blank new page. C should have been inserted above, compressed and chromatic, semitones and minor ninths, broken chords, polysemous, radiating, if there were. Two mirrors stare at each other. Terse. A dactyl equals a spondee, or one citadel equals two cities. Straight lines, blocks, boxes, binds, models originally real, deathless. The principal protagonist was never painted, forgotten, or perhaps the opposite. Reliquary jar in the shape of a jar. Symphonies on a dead left hand. Spent horses and hyphens. Tout fibers. Of nows, millimetric measure, reciprocal blues, equivocal and faint. With no organs. A child's dream of a mouth, fugue fingers, vertical to the horizon. Someone was mumbling about 76 ways of looking at a black word, of the no need of the moon to shine in it. It was not a story to pass on, mummified, intact, neutral tones in turn, moving towards.